and gentlemen, we're back with another B-Cast.
Woo!
And if you heard that entertaining woo, if you heard
enthusiastic
that,
cheer,
there you go, woohoo!
Rah!
That is the return of my lovely fiance, Katrina.
Hi!
You know, you may remember from such episodes as I can't remember the name of the movie, Equilibrium. There you go.
Yes, Equilibrium, and there was that one about the religion.
Forgiving the Franklins.
Forgiving the Franklins, yeah.
And I think we did one or two others, but...
Yeah.
But you know, you get the gist. And Mal is here as well.
Hello! And all the kitties!
Yes.
Well, just come here, Katja.
Oh, all of the kitties.
There are three kitties in close...
proximity.
Proximity of the recorder as well.
Gaz is not having me.
But,
she
yeah.
is not happy.
I'm sorry!
Guys!
You've been over enough. Maybe she's just on an off day today.
Some cats just don't like me. Other cats love me.
It took me a long time with her.
Yeah.
First time I came over, she sat on my chest and growled at my face.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a very warm welcome from her.
Yeah. Anyways.
At least she paid attention.
But yeah,
right.
So, cats, not exactly the subject of this podcast, but awesome all the
but
same.
But it could be.
Yeah.
But no, we just got done watching Nurse, or Nurse 3D, as it's probably better known, because they fucking made it 3D and released a 3D Blu-ray and all that junk.
It was cool, though. It was definitely made to be 3D.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was made for 3D. Like,
yeah,
the shots
was.
And stuff. It was...
It wasn't one it of those was. Aftermarket, oh, you know what? We should make it 3D. That would
right.
be great.
No, it was filmed with the intent of...
Right, right. It was, and I will give it that. It's not one of these things. It's like, let's make this 3D as an afterthought. However, you guys know me. I don't like the 3D thing at all. You know, if I wanted to see things in three dimensions, I would go outside.
I'd participate in life.
But I don't. I want my things flat. So, there.
Not all things.
No.
Well, that's when he's participating in life.
This is true.
Yeah.
The boobs are a part of life that
mm-hmm.
I do like in three dimension, but you know. And speaking of which, this movie would have some 3D boobs going on.
Lots of boobs. There were lots of them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Starring role for Paz de la Hoya. Or. Paz de something.
The Herpeterp.
I think de la Hoya, but that's actually. I think that's like a freaking baseball player now that I say it.
Right.
It could be
both. I think it was.
Paz de Huerta?
Yeah.
Maybe? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's it's Paz de la Huerta. who is this, kind of sultry-looking, like, Hispanic actress, who gets naked a lot in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, God bless her.
Yeah.
Now, it's the story of, like, it's kind of like a single white female sort of a thing. She plays a kind of crazy nurse who...
Kind of.
Just a little bit.
She's not completely crazy.
I've got a full
bless your
scale
heart, honey.
Crazy, you know?
And I'm pretty high on the scale. That's why he's like...
She just murders people.
You know, I mean, that's...
So,
no,
like,
we all
when the movie started,
days.
I thought that, you know, it'd be like... She was just... I figured she was, like, some kind of anti-hero, like,
mm-hmm.
on a mission to get all these cheating husbands.
Yeah.
And she just turned out to be all around crazy, you know, doing, like, really manipulative shit to get in this girl's pants and, like, getting all obsessed with her and then making
yeah.
her life a living hell.
Yeah, no, she
like,
did.
At the same time as
mm-hmm.
getting back all these cheating husbands.
Yeah, she does have a thing where she goes out and, you know, she gets... she has a thing about cheating husbands, and she basically she kills them.
Yeah, she, like, uses entrapment because she's really smoking hot. And so she'll get, like, really dressed up, and, like, the opening line is, I look like a slut, but don't be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, she gets into this dress, like, first off, that's,
mm-hmm.
like, ass. dress. You know, the whole back is lace and, like, yeah, and little strings. I mean, you can just see right through it. And she's not even wearing a thong. Like, right. It's just... So she, you know, goes out to bars and, like, gets these men on purpose. Like... And that's one of the things that I honestly don't like. Is that, you know... Entrapment kind of pisses me off. But at the same time...
I mean, it
you're finding cheaters one way or another. Like, that's...
Yeah, it goes both ways. Like, and you could think of it as, like, well, so long as, like, they're willing to actually cheat with them, with her, then, yeah, I guess that's, like, they're sleazy, whatever. But at the same time, maybe they wouldn't have cheated that night if she had... Well...
They were out there for that purpose.
Definitely.
So, I mean, yeah, they their rings before they met her, yeah. So...
I mean, sure, it's a little sleazy, but you know, so as is anything where you take justice into your own hands and it's like, you know, you're a cheater, so you have to die. Like, you know, there's more gray area than that.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what she does, and like you guys said, it could start off seeming like she's just a woman on a mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you kind of lose all sympathy for her when she treats that other girl like property.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's very clear early on that, like, immediately she just, you know, fixates and becomes obsessed with that girl, and, you know, like, all reason and logic and sanity goes completely off the, like, cliff. Not even out the window, but, like, it's just, she's fucking nutter butters, man. Like, yeah, so, and that's something that, you know, I always root for the killer, and I was hoping that the end would churn out like it did.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I was kind of like, meh, if she dies, I won't, you know, be like, aw, that poor baby, you know, because she had it coming. Like,
that's... As much as, like, you know, you and I both, we love films about, like, obsession and crazy women, but she was a little dirty. She got too personal with, like, because she has her morals, but they all go out the window for this girl that she's, Danny, this girl, this blonde nurse that she's, like, mentoring. And that's another thing real quick. I don't know how she became a head nurse that's been there for years with how crazy her ass is.
Right.
But yeah, so she's mentoring Danny, and so she's like she's immediately like trying to break her up from her boyfriend, whereas her boyfriend seems to be a really decent guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, no, I want you, and I'm gonna weasel my way in there. And like she takes her out to get drunk, and
she
like,
drugs her,
has her have sex with this guy so she can have like blackmail pictures.
Yeah.
And I guess she had sex with her, too, and, like, she wakes up with her nude in the bed with her, and...
Speaking of her nude, right? She never gets completely nude, the blonde girl. Like, she's got some shower scenes where she's wearing these, like, shower panties.
Right?
Yeah. And it's like, in the next scene, she's, like, walking around in her underwear. They are not the same underwear at all.
Yeah, I did notice at some point that, like, the first scene she showers, yeah, she's wearing some panties, but there's a second
scene she has her arms where, like, you can't see her breasts.
Right. And you think like maybe she's just real stressed out over you know the ER guy that just came in, and you know maybe she just needs to cool off, and she didn't you know, she's not taking a shower to be clean, she's taking a shower to chill, and like that makes sense. But then later on she's still showering in her underpants, and it's like, what are you doing, girl?
Yeah, it's these specific brown shower panties, because like I said, a second later she'd put on fresh white like cute panties.
And a bra.
Before she even got to her locker. So she's, like, so worried about people seeing her naked, she's like, I've got a bra on hand over here, and I've got my shower panties, and I've got my after-shower panties.
I gotta look fresh at all times.
And the thing that I thought of is, you know, for anyone else out there who's watched Arrested Development, she's never nude. Yeah. She just can't be nude. Like... So,
yeah.
But also, one of the things that I loved is the antithesis to that is Abby.
Abby,
there's two different scenes where, like, she puts on a bra, but no panties. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You know, she walks around just, and, like, there's several shots of, like, frontal vagina, you know, vulva, but then she's wearing a bra, and I was like, that's,
it is,
you know,
odd.
I don't mind if my snatch is hanging out, but gotta
well,
hide the nips.
Know, with the things that she was doing, you know, like, boobs can get in the way.
Yeah.
But, it's just like, you know...
She was combing her tits.
Settle down, you two. We've got work to do.
But, no, yeah, and yeah, let me say bravo to this movie, because I'm always upset by movies like this that don't have enough boobs. Or two, like, whatever, with, like, full front or vag shots. They could only get better if, like, she, like, got on her back and, like, spread them open.
Right.
And then you're in porn territory.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So, yeah, this movie walks that line with nudity, and I really
beautifully.
Appreciate
there
it.
Is
beautifully.
There is some man-ass, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the man-ass, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There could have been more man-ass.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think
there
always
some.
Can be.
There's leg, but no dick in this movie, too. That's weird, because dick is really, like, becoming an acceptable thing to have in movies.
Yeah.
And the vagina is just scary, and we can't have people seeing that. but, yeah, so, you know.
What is this? Who knows?
Who knows what could be lurking in the shadows? Which reminds me of how happy I was when I found out about vagina dentata. Like, you know, years and years and years ago, I was like,
oh, that was probably one of the favorite movies that we did on this.
Yeah. Teeth was so good.
Yeah.
That movie. I actually, forever ago, heard about Teeth on, a webcomic. I think it was Theater Hopper. And he was just talking about how it's, like, the one movie that you have to, like, if you're a theater worker, it's like the one that you always have to describe to people. It's like, so what is this Teeth movie about? Well, so there's this.
It's about a girl going through puberty and finding out about the power of womanhood.
Misdirecting 101.
Yeah, no, so.
I like to do that shit too. It's funny. I made Liz watch Tusk.
Oh yeah.
I was like, it's a dark comedy. It's a Kevin Smith movie. I'm sure you'll love it.
That's awesome.
She got halfway through it and she's like, he just went to the bottom of the pool and found the other walrus there. I'm like, you haven't even got to the good part yet. You have to finish it.
Yeah. God. Oh, that movie.
Yeah. That is a good movie. Yeah, so... I love that kind of shit.
But yeah. I was like, you should watch the sequel. It's up your alley. It's better. For you.
Yeah, Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers is good.
At the end of this month, they're showing the premiere, which my face will probably be in, because I was in the front row.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna see that. I kind of want to, but I'm also like, I got other shit to do. But, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Nurse. Lots of awesome nudity.
Oh, I just wanted to say that one of the other things that I really don't like about her is that she roofied that girl. I do not like people changing people's perception of things and their, you know... Consent is my kink, and, you know, so I'm always like, you know, it's fiction. I'm not really mad about it, but I'm like, girl, maybe you have a problem when you gotta drug a bitch. Like, you know?
It's like, you're so fucking hot, and you could probably get any girl or guy you wanted, but you have to resort to roofing people?
She's just not that into you.
Yeah.
Move on. Like,
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like,
you gotta play the long game.
Right?
There wouldn't be a whole movie without it, but yeah, like...
Yeah, exactly.
My impression is that even with, like, some reticent girl, she could probably, with enough perseverance, to get them into bed, and maybe.
Oh, I mean, seriously. Because, again, she's fucking smoking hot. And that's one of the things I love. She has, like, this slowed down, deep voice. Like, it's kind of like she's on drugs throughout the movie, you know?
Mm.
She kind of has this, like, slightly scratchy voice. I find that incredibly hot. That's one of the reasons I loved the cameo of the head nurse, the real, like, the chief of the nurses.
Kathleen Turner?
Yes, I love her fucking voice. Like, oh my gosh. I could listen to her read a phone book, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That was a good
Zimmerman.
Cameo.
I'd be like, oh yeah, could you go again?
Yeah, and that is, that the voice is something to be mentioned, because, like, yeah, every word sounds deliberately over-sexualized. Mm-hmm. She just says everything slow and, like, sensually, almost. And
things that don't even need to be.
Right.
Right. And that's, like, you know, and another thing, she does the lipstick outside of the lines to emphasize especially her mouth and draw a lot of attention to it. But she also pouts her lips. Like, at one point towards the end, she's almost doing duck lips. Like, but she's always, like, pouty mouthed. Like, and the way she walks is very slow, and, like, that's her throughout the whole movie. And I liked that. Like, yeah. I thought that was great.
Like, even when she's beautiful. Running away from people and wreaking havoc all over the hospital, which I don't understand why they didn't, like, hit a siren or something and evacuate that bitch.
Right? Or, you know, one of the fucking nurses knew about it and just fucking, like, hit her with some Halidol or something. Like, you know, I mean, there are ways for you. You have plans in order to deal with these kind of situations with crazy fucking people losing their minds. You're a hospital.
It happens all the time.
You know,
yeah.
You have restraints and big burly nurses and, like, you know, male nurses, and
they have plenty of security.
Lots of tranquilizers.
They kept calling them.
Right?
I love that there's this one scene that kind of made me giggle, because she walks into, like, this operating room, and at some point, a security guard tackles her over a body on an operation table and knocks the fucker off with her. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That was amazing. But let's talk about this hospital, by the way. One of the things that really plays into the over-sexualization of everything is that this hospital bought all their nurses' uniforms from sex shops.
Yeah. Like, straight up.
Like, they've got, like, almost got openings for cleavage.
It's straight legit the sexy nurse costume from like all the Halloween stores.
Yeah, yeah, like without the red. I mean, it's, you know, it's got the hair thing. It's got the thigh highs. It even has, like, wedge platform heel shoes. Like, I mean, which no nurse is
like
ever
late
1800s
nurse uniform.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Speaking of which, it's kind of funny, but we have, I work at the nursing school, so we have these mannequins that are just kind of showing, like, nurses through history, and we were trying to put on the little hat thing, and we're like, I don't know how it works!
Right? It's so, I've tried one before, and I was just like, What do? How?
We finally got it on, and, like, every old nurse that walked by, she's like, that's on upside down. I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay? You put it on.
I mean, you have to, like, clip to the hair or something. Do your mannequins have hair?
No. Well, so, I don't remember. It was a while ago, but
yeah,
it's still on wrong. I don't care.
Hey, man, you got it on? I would have just, like, been fucking super glue. I don't give a shit.
Right?
But yeah, and so yeah, that hospital is just amazing, and Judd Nelson as this, like, ridiculously oversexed chief of medicine. He's, like, fucking all the nurses. At one point, he's, like, fucking one right up against the glass, and it's just, like, titties on glass scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, like, you know, very early on in the movie, Danny is, her boyfriend is an EMT. And so they actually meet up in the hospital, and they go into one of the rooms that's not in use, like one of the operating rooms, and they fuck. And, you know, another nurse catches them, and she totally is just like, oh, okay, consider this your break. I'll see you later. You know, like, I was like, really? I mean, but sex in a hospital when you're working there, I think you'd get in trouble for that. But then later you see the chief the whatever, like, fucking someone up against the glass, and head of HR is just like, oh, that's surprising. Okay. You know? I'm like, well, Okay.
It's just, you suspend your disbelief and you just keep suspending it.
Right. But that's one of the things I like about the movie, is that it was really over the top in a lot of ways. And, you know, I like campy horror like that, where it's just like, you know, that's an alternate world. It's an alternate reality.
Oh, and and near the end, it gets so good. They just splatter her from head to toe in blood during this ridiculous fight scene, which actually makes absolutely no sense to me, because it just came to this point where it's like she was conniving and she was manipulative and she was doing a really good job of framing Danny for like all of her crimes, and then at one point Danny just barges into the hospital and yells at her, and she just fucking like drops all pretenses and punches the black nurse and starts fucking slaughtering people everywhere.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so where did this come from?
That's her turning point, you know. It's...
Yeah, really. Like, you could use this outburst against her, but you know, just whatever. Break all pretenses.
Right. Right. We've only got 15 minutes left. You've gotta.
Clearly, a woman did not write this script. We would have known better.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Playing the long game, like you said.
Well, and see, I know, like, previously, this movie's gotten some bad reviews, and actually, even Paz de la Huerta has said that she's, like, I think she almost tried to sue the people that made it, because she's like, she said it was, like, ruining her career or something, which I don't see at all, because I fucking love this movie.
I do, too. I thought it was great. You know, I thought it was beautiful. I thought the shots were really good. I mean, like we all agreed, the CGI was really...
A little ridiculous at points, yeah.
Bad at points, but, you know, low budgets, whatever, I get it.
It was made for 3D. It's gonna be ridiculous.
Right, exactly.
This is an Avatar, guys.
Right, right. But, you know, yeah, I don't understand anyone, but people are ridiculous, notoriously, so, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so, yeah, that was, I always remember that. That's a weird bit of, weird tidbit of, like, information. Like, because, you know, this movie put her on my radar.
Right. So. I know, it mentions on the box, like, some other big show that she's in, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll watch that show now, you know, like...
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, overall, it's a really good kind of, like, just psychotic obsession movie, a little single white female-y, but there are a lot of things that don't make sense, whereas, like, because, like, at least in Single White Female, they got to a point where they were, like, in a good relationship before shit went crazy. You know, this girl just roofied her on the first day, and she, you know, and Danny was, like, kind of willing to look past that, it seemed, until she went, like, batshit crazy on her. It's like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna move in with my boyfriend. She's like, what? No!
Why would you do that? I just killed your dad for you!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She just killed her dad.
Yeah, yeah. Her dad was cheating on her mom. And, it's stepdad, I believe.
Yeah. That it really matters.
No, yeah.
No. Yeah.
He helped her with her blowjob exams.
Exactly.
Okay, so, like, she's working as a nurse on her first day, and some, like, ER victim rolls in with the EMTs and stuff, and she just can't handle it. And I'm like, didn't they teach you this in school? Like, right, you just graduated at the top of your class. You should have been prepared for this.
Right, well, and they also...
You should have been on the floor doing clinicals for a long time.
That's what I was going to say. They make you do, like, residency and shit. Like, I mean, you do, like, shadowing clinicals, whatever you call it. Like, this can't be your first fucking foray into an ER.
Yeah, like, this... Really? Like, how did you graduate? Did they just teach you blowjobs there? Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, later on, after she had a bad day, her and the girl go out, and she sees her stepdad cheating on her mom, and, you know, she's like, how dare you cheat on my mom? And he's all like, I helped you with your blowjob exams, bitch.
Right.
You have no right to tell me what to do.
Shut up. I'm not your real dad.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my real daughter.
Right?
it's crazy. And the thing is, like, they even made the point of, like, this was Abigail's, like, her understudy. Like, that's whole how the whole story started. Just like, yeah, I've been tutoring this girl, basically, as a nurse. And I'm like, so you've been at this hospital all day long playing tic-tac-toe, staying away from the blood, I don't know what, you know?
Right. But yeah, she totally has that, like, classic total fucking meltdown. Where she's just like, oh my god, blood! Bitch, what did you think was gonna come out of them, Skittles? I mean, really, like, you're a nurse. Wait till you get explosive diarrhea. You're gonna love that one. I mean, like...
I'm gonna have to take so many showers. I'm gonna need so many more shower underwear.
I've gotta go to Brown Panty Outlet.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're not sure about starting this store, but we have one dedicated customer.
Right? They get a whole store for it. Not just like a section of a store. It's huge. It's like Walmart. They're in all different sizes. Like, these are extra granny panties, and these are for when you want to take a sexy shower.
Right? It's like, do you ever wish that you had a separate pair of panties just for showering? Well, come down to Brown County Outlet.
It's for when you're taking a shower with your boyfriend, but you don't want him to get any ideas. You've had a hard day.
Fucking neurotic. But, you know, I know that it honestly doesn't seem like there aren't people out there like that. I knew this one person, and then I found out it's a whole thing. Of people who they've actually make towels with a line in the middle because there is a butt egg.
He had one.
I did.
And there is that is so fucking ludicrous. I was like, you just got out of the shower.
Now you should have washed your ass.
Like, it's are you doing a bad job? Then you need to get your ass back in there. Like, that's Oh, I don't
I totally did have a butt face towel, yeah.
Yeah. My dog ate it. It was sad.
God.
Carried it around for towel day.
I did. Yeah, it was awesome. I missed that. I should get another butt face towel.
You should.
Or a 42 embroidered towel, either way. But, you know.
Oh, my God.
I think it's funny. Obviously, you know that even though I am kind of germophobic, I don't really give a shit about towels.
Right? You know, I'm kind of like.
When you're clean.
Did you really, like, use it that way when you were younger?
No, it looked like it had never actually been used.
Yeah, it was basically a gag gift from my ex-mother-in-law, so, but it was fun.
Yeah, where were we? Oh, the panty freak outlet. Out. Yeah. Well, yeah, panty outlet. But we were at the freak out where she's, like, really lost her mind, like, with this is the initial cracking where she, like, I mean, you know, initial cracking, and she's fucking nutter butters from the start, but where she came over right after her dad died. And then she's like, no, I'm gonna move in with Steve now. And she's like, nobody understands you more than me, you know? And she's like, what are you talking about? You barely know me. You know, like, we've worked together for a week and hung out once, and you kind of drugged me, so I don't, you know, she doesn't say any of those things. But that's kind of the,
like,
look.
I've been dating Steve for a while now, and he just asked me to move in with him a couple days ago, so... Probably, like, gonna take him up on that.
And, right.
And you finger banged the hell out of me, but you did no ass play. You don't know me.
You don't know me.
You don't know what I like.
Right?
You didn't make me breakfast, bitch. You made me coffee.
Really?
You don't even know how I like my coffee. You just assumed I like milk and sugar.
Yeah, yeah. And I am a tit woman. Why are you always wearing a bra without panties?
Right?
I don't wanna see that. That cavern of evil. Cover that shit up.
Caverns of evil.
Got that devil vagina match.
You got teeth in there or something. I don't know.
Right? Maybe a river monster hiding. That'd be great.
But this was one of the movies when Katrina moved in recently. I was like, hey, have you ever seen this? She's like, nope. I'm like, I think you'd like it. Because she shares my love of bloody women.
Yep.
And
bloody anyone, but bloody women are great.
Yeah. And so, yeah. I also had her watch Excision.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I really love that. Because I really love dark, crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dark imagery. I'm obsessed with Cenobites, mm-hmm. you know, and that whole thing.
Sorry. I just wanted to touch you soon because you're so cute.
Right? She yeah. really is.
Stop being so damn adorable.
So yeah, if you guys remember the Excision episode, I was the only person that liked it, so...
I don't remember the movie.
It's the one where the girl is, like, all into, like, surgery, and she's got those crazy, like, itch dreams where everything's, like, blue, and she's having sex and blood and holding up severed heads and stuff.
I kind of remember it. Yeah. I don't remember hating it, though.
I was like, it was the best thing ever, and you and Jeff are like, eh? Huh?
Right.
It was probably just one of those, like, it could have been better, like, I was expecting something else.
True. But yeah, it was super weird, and I'm happy that my darling here enjoyed it, too.
I freaking loved it. I thought it was beautifully done, and weird in all the right ways. Like, mm-hmm. some weird films are just, like, really, you know, they change pace, and it's, like, kind of... chunky, like it doesn't really flow well,
right.
But you know, I thought this one was weird but still had good flow. Great imagery, great acting.
It's like they were going for, I think what it came down to is that they made a weird character and they invested in her,
right?
They were like, this is how her head would work, this is the thing she would do. Whereas a lot of movies are just like, just throw some weird shit in there. There's a giant eyeball behind this door. And close it and never explain it.
Right. Oh my god, who is driving? Bear is driving.
How can that be? Right.
Yeah. Like. So.
And yeah, and like I mentioned during the movie that I was like, yeah, we talked about how Excision and Nurse would be a good triple double feature, but I was like, Excision, Nurse, and Eric and Mary would be an amazing triple feature.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just like fairly new movies about like nurse killers or nurse like psychos, and mm-hmm. I don't know where that like just came out of nowhere, but
nurse psychos has been a thing for a long time because yeah. Throughout history there have been nurses that. Poison their patients.
Right.
Yeah, the
right.
Angels of Mercy.
Yeah.
And then Angels of Death.
Right. Which yeah. They said in the inauguration address, Judd Nelson called all the new nurses their Angels of Mercy, which I thought was like, those are the killers, right? The ones that, mm-hmm. that drown people with, like, just pour gallons of water down their throat and stuff. And
give them overdoses and shit yeah. like that. Like, because they think that they're... you know, showing them mercy. They think that they're giving them grace, and it's a interesting phenomenon. But, you know, that
you
also...
You probably only do that to hospice patients, because everybody else has a chance.
Right? But it also made me think of May.
Oh, yeah. May, like, the kind of psychotic woman thing is a movie trope I really love. Because, yeah, May is awesome, and then that's a Lucky McKee movie, and he made the movie Woman. Have you seen Woman?
Mm-mm.
It's about this, like, feral, kind of, like, raised by the wolves woman. This family finds her and, like, tries to civilize her. But, of course, the dad's a creep and sexualizes her, and there's all kinds of craziness
awesome.
That goes with that.
I'll have to see that.
It's
yeah,
good.
It
it's
is.
Good. What's her face? Really liked it.
Oh, yeah, Stacy.
Yeah.
Of, previously of the,
Jukeow podcast.
Jukeow podcast, which I think is kind of defunct at this point.
Well, Kyle's a dad.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
doing dad things.
Do stuff, you know. But yeah, that was, yeah, she really liked that. And, it's a great movie. And I think, I mean, he did a couple other movies. I can't think of them right now. But yeah, awesome, good stuff.
I think
that.
Woman's like a trilogy in books.
Yes, it is, yeah. And there are actually two movies, but the first one isn't as good, I don't think. It's called Offspring, and
oh, yeah.
It's actually her with a tribe that she was in, and, like, I think they're trying to kidnap a baby, so, yeah.
Interesting.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the woman, I think that was a Jack Ketchum book.
And, yes.
We can kind of transfer that into something that happened today. Jack Ketchum also wrote The Girl Next Door.
He's also one of the best Pokemon trainers that ever lived.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
He's Ash's dad.
Ash Ketchum. But yeah, no, he wrote this book called The Girl Next Door, which is about a local Indiana murder from, like, the 60s, where this lady, like, tortured and murdered this teenage girl that she was taking care of, and we actually found out that my mom had a copy of the, like, real crime book about it from forever ago.
Yeah.
Called The Torture Murders, or Indiana Torture Murder, or something like that.
Torture Slayings, or yeah, something like that.
And that's a whole kind of weird coincidence that we kind of went down a rabbit hole there. But, but yeah. It's good stuff. Unless you're, like, you know, offended by fictional murder. And real murder, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But and if you are, really why are you stuff? Listening to this podcast?
Right?
Really, like, really? Stuff. How you're did we hook you for this long?
You're lost. Go find your mommy.
Go watch My Little Pony. Because it's great.
Starts an episode of the B-Cast, and they're just like, this boobs! I'm still listening, though. And I'm angry.
I don't know why I keep listening.
Rage at something.
This podcast, oh my god, we should ban it.
Right?
It's got people on there watching movies.
Yeah.
That exploit women and black people and white people and hobos and...
Just bam! Bam! Yeah.
So, yeah. Hmm.
There's on Netflix right now, there's a Donald Trump mockumentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
It's done by the Funny or Die people.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's got the dude that plays Kenneth from 30 Rock in it.
Mm-hmm. Does he play Donald Trump?
No, he doesn't. But okay. he plays some kind of assistant, and he had to build like a model of the tower that they wanted to build,
mm-hmm.
So they could sell it to like the architects or whatever, and. Donald's like, you have to put little people on there. Give them a backstory. Backstories are important. So, like, the architect's coming in here, and he's like, oh, who's this one? And Kenneth's like, or he's not Kenneth in the fucking movie, but
yeah.
He's like, oh, that's the dog walker, and she just met her twin. And he's like, well, who's this? And he's like, that's Mr. Kennedy. He just, you know, he has, like, a backstory for every one of these, like, 500 little people.
That's great.
That's amazing.
And, like, there's this kid that he's talking to the whole time. Like, the whole premise is it's Donald Trump's birthday, and nobody has given him anything or mm-hmm. called him about it, and so he's really sad. And he's trying to buy the Taj Mahal because he's 40. And he's like, well, this building was built for dude's third wife, and, you know, on his 40th, or by his 40th birthday, as, like, a tomb for his third wife. I'm 40. I need a tomb for my third wife. I should just buy it. So he's trying to buy it, and, like, nobody else cares if it's his birthday, and this kid just walks up. I don't know. He's just wandering in, and he's, like, picking up his book. And Donald Trump's like, that is a good book. I lived it. And so he's, like, telling the kid the whole story about it, or whatever, throughout the day. And then, like, halfway through, he's like, are you a Mexican? We gotta go to commercial. And then, like, when it comes back from commercial, it's a totally different kid.
Oh, it's like a white kid.
It's an Asian kid. Oh. And then he trades him out again, and it's a black kid, and he's just like, okay, no. No. And so they finally get a white kid in there after, like, four different changes. It's pretty funny. It's worth watching for free on Netflix.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I've watched much of anything. I watched Holes for the first time.
Holes is good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I thought Shia was crazy.
Yeah, Katrina did make me. It was one of those movies where I'm like, yeah, it's a family film. And
I'm like, you will know about kissing Kate Marlowe. You will love her.
Yeah.
You will get me Venom nail polish for my birthday.
Yeah. Like you do.
And there will be a lot of that in the future. Me forcing her to watch movies. Her forcing me to watch movies. I mean, that's how this came about.
And then you'll watch a movie from your I Don't Want to Be Friends Anymore shelf, and she'll still want to be your friend, and then you'll know it's meant to be.
Right? Yeah, that's, well, I mean, you know, I've sat through some things with him, so, you know, I can do most anything.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I think there's one movie that I've ever turned off, like, halfway through, and that was, like, this terrible Japanese vampires versus zombies. It wasn't vampires versus zombies, though.
That's like a horrible movie.
It was like zombie Jesus, like, versus, yeah, it was, I mean, it was really awful. And me and, like, two of my other down-to-watch-anything friends, we all, like, were like, okay, we've finished a bottle of vodka in the first, like, half hour. We're done with this movie because it's still not entertaining. Like, it's just too bad.
It's kind of like the robot thing that we watched a couple weeks ago. It was so bad that we just didn't do a podcast about it. We were just like, fuck it. Nope.
We don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah, it was like it was at the top of the Captain Ron podcast where we were like, we watched this because we were bummed out about having watched that.
Right.
And we needed the podcast is late, guys, but we just couldn't subject you guys to that.
So, it's just awful.
It'll go down in history.
Although, I have been watching a movie I do want to watch fully through, but haven't since we've started watching pieces of it constantly, 13 Ghosts.
Ah, yes.
It's one of her like, to sleep by movies.
Mm-hmm.
Her to sleep by...
My to sleep by selection is really messed up. These movies include Seven, The Cell, mm-hmm. 13 Ghosts, Sleepy Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, one time... This gives you a snapshot of my mind. So one time I went to sleep with the TV on and... Okay, and here's the fucked up thing. I was like, how did that change from that to that? Because I went to sleep at like 9 p.m. and Hellraiser was playing. I woke up at like 3 a.m. and SpongeBob is on. And I was like, what? And I like grabbed the remote and I'm like mashing the buttons and I was just like... But wait a minute, what fucking channel plays Hellraiser early and SpongeBob late? Like, what the fuck is who the fuck is on about this? Like, what's... I'm...
Like a movie channel, like HBO or Showtime.
No, it was like a regular, like, channel. I think it was like...
remote control or something?
Spike or something, you know? I mean, it's... Yeah, it was totally fucked up. But that's the kind of, like, I can fall asleep to Hellraiser. I can, but, you know, happy shit doesn't, it doesn't give me good dreams, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's cool. Like, I also don't really get nightmares from horror movies, so I'm fine with it. My biggest problem is just that, like, I'm trying to watch this fucking movie, and I've not made it through it once.
Right?
I keep falling asleep, but it's so good. I love that movie.
I do, too. A lot.
You know, Katrina just keeps going through my movie collection and pulling out movies to watch. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking awesome. Like, we actually started watching Saw 5 for the first time the other day. Because I'd never seen it.
Really?
I've got all the Saw movies, but I've seen up to 4.
Oh, you should watch all of them.
Yeah.
Right.
It ties up pretty good in the end.
Right, exactly. You know, that's, I was like, we need to keep going with this. Because I love the Saw franchise a lot. John is something I cherish, and Amanda is my girl. I know she's fucked up, but I'm fucked up, so I relate to her, and she's where it's at for me. I love her a lot, but you know, I just like the movies a lot. I think they're well done. So yeah, we ended up stopping Saw 5 last night because I was like, I gotta go to bed. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, you know, we're gonna do breakfast, we gotta go, like, go to bed, Jimmy.
Yeah, so yeah, that was, some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You watch much of anything, Mel?
I can never think of it. Like, I watch stuff all the time, but I just can't think of anything when you ask me about it. I watched the Donald Trump thing, mm-hmm. Which is pretty funny. Recommend it at least once.
Right.
What else have I done? I've been doing, like, outside activities lately, which has been completely cutting into my movie time. Yeah. I did watch Stranger Things, but we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
So good.
We need to watch good. The rest of that at some point. Well, she has already, but I need to get on it.
I watched it.
She's going to watch it with me anyways, so.
I watched the whole first season of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really funny. Like, definitely go back and watch that. That's a blast from the past, childhood kind of thing. And it's actually pretty meta. Because, like, you know, when I was watching it as a kid, I was like, oh, yeah, Pikachu, he's great. But now, I watch it now, and just the way that Misty just, like, talks down to Ash all the time is hilarious. Yeah. He's just like, I'm the greatest Pokemon trainer. I've caught all these Pokemon. And she's like, you didn't catch any of those Pokemon. They just started following you.
You just give out a pheromone that attracts them. That's funny.
That's pretty good.
I watched Hellraiser 3 mm-hmm. recently. I think that's Hell on Earth.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. Something, because I'm going through the Saw franchise, and I'm also going through the Hellraiser franchise right now, simultaneously. And it's been a little while since I watched the third one. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I didn't realize that that's fucking Jadzia Dax, man. Okay. From Deep Space Nine. I was just like, that's my girl. Because she's my favorite Star Trek character ever to ever happen. And Deep Space Nine is the best one to me. But, yeah, I also, like, I really enjoyed watching it because, you know, it's clear in one of those scenes that, like, it, you know, towards the end where she's, like, running and the Cenobites are chasing her, that she's, like, running through an actual set where, like, shit is exploding around her. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not CGI green screened her into that. She's, like, near that shit. Mm-hmm. Obviously not near enough to really hurt her because, you know, even then they were safe about things. I think it was like 93 or something. But, you know, I was like, they still are doing, you know, that's one of the things I love the most about the first Hellraiser is when Frank comes back. Like, that is amazing. I miss real effects. Like, there's just no comparing.
That's why all my favorite, well, maybe not all of them, but a large majority of my favorite movies are, like, 80s and 90s movies, because they did practical effects.
Right.
Just fun.
The practical effects are pretty great. That's why I liked the Evil Dead remake, because that's all practical effects.
Mm-hmm. God, the Blood Rain.
I need to watch that again. I've only seen it once.
Really? Yeah.
I own the movie, and I've only watched it once.
I don't think I've ever even watched my Blu-ray copy. I'm bad about stuff like that. I mean, I love the movie. I just, like, I've done a lot of movies, guys.
Like, seriously. It took me, like, a whole hour to go through all of the movies to collect just the Hellraiser franchise.
And we're still not sure where Hellraiser 2 is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
It's on Netflix, so I've watched those two recently on Netflix before I went looking for the actual copies.
I actually wanted to start watching Hellraiser on Netflix the other day. I was, like, just, like, looking at, I think it was, like, a top 10 gory video game things or something, and I just was like, ah, I want to watch some fucking Hellraiser. That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. One thing we did, I don't think we've talked about it, and I don't know if you've done it or not, but Kat and I went and saw Suicide Squad.
I have not seen it.
Okay.
But you can talk about it. I probably won't see it until it comes out, and I don't care about spoilers.
Okay,
so.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, Suicide Squad was really good, and it's tripping me out because people keep talking about how fucking terrible it is.
And I don't get that whatsoever. I thought it was an exceptional film.
Yeah.
You know, I know everyone's got a big bugaboo about how Harley is a fucking battered woman, and I get that. Mm-hmm. I'm a recently battered woman, but, you know, I think there's a lot of room there to actually have a really great story, and
that's,
it's like
her backstory, that's always been her story,
right? And it's also like, they're fucking evil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They kill people all the time, and that's not a fucking problem, but, oh no, he smacks Harley. Now that's where, that's your line. Everybody's got a line, you know? It's, but anyways, I really loved it. I was so happy with Enchantress, and they, like, totally, that was the ace up their sleeve, in my opinion. Like, yeah. They didn't really talk much about her, and she's, like, one of the main characters in the movie. And, oh, my God. So good.
Yeah, no, I absolutely loved the Joker. And I was
Me too.
Not ready to. I thought he looked okay. I just didn't know about him.
I have been a staunch supporter from the very first leaked photo from, you know, beginning production bullshit years ago. Like, I was like, hell yeah, that's gonna be awesome. That's a new spin.
But I like the way they did him, because he's like a crime lord.
Mm-hmm.
He's just
there are...
a little bit psycho. But he's not like... Sorry.
No, it's fine. You were trying to finish your thought.
Yeah,
and I was just trying not to forget mine.
yeah, it's just like he's like a crime lord instead of like just out and out insane and like giggling constantly. Like he does do the like insane giggle, but it's like it's part of what makes him like a fucking terrifying like gang leader, and then like his like connection to Harley is
amazing. it's an obsessive love that they have for each other. Like, you can tell they're insane about each other. That's what it is. And you know, I get a boner for that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I love my insane love stories. Right now I'm looking at my Mickey and Mallory poster on the wall. You know, it's these sort of things are my bread and butter. That's obsessional love stories. Like, it's one of the reasons I love Hannibal so much, is that he was obsessed with Clarice and then they lived happily ever after. No, seriously, go read the books. That fucking movie's a travesty. Anyways. anyways. Yeah, I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah. And I liked all the characters. Like, I was worried about, like, Will Smith as Deadshot. Now, I don't know Deadshot, but I'm just like, seriously? Like, I just feel like they were like... Let's just go ahead and throw Will Smith in there.
He's a nice black person that white people can relate to.
Right? Well, yeah, but he's also actually a really, really good actor.
Yeah, it didn't work for me for some reason. Well, I was just like, I had weird expectations. I didn't know what to expect or how he'd play it, and I thought it might be distracting or something, but he was great. And,
Batman made an appearance. That made me very happy.
And it is actually the Ben Affleck Batman, which I was wondering about, and that's pretty cool. So, have we driven the thought out of your head?
No, I remember.
Okay.
I remember. It was about the Joker. There's a show on YouTube called Game Theorists, but they've branched off recently into film theory, and they go into all of, like, the meta and the specifically non-canon stuff and try to, like, warp it into do mental gymnastics and make it canon. But they did they looked at the Joker from Suicide Squad, and they were like, so in a certain Batman comic series there's this Mobius chair. The Mobius chair reveals that there are three Jokers. It knows everything. You know, it knows who killed Batman's parents, you know, and that was apparently the test, even though everybody knows who did it, but
right.
And so, but, like, the three Jokers correspond to, like, the three different ages of comics, the Silver Age, Golden Age, the Bronze Age, and obviously in, like, one of the ages, you have, like, a Looney Tune Joker who's just, like, a trickster, who's just, oh, look, I have all these crazy gadgets, and I'm gonna cause problems, ha 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 ha.
Right.
And then there's, like, a crime lord Joker, who's just, like, this crazy mastermind mob boss kind of person. And then there's psychotic Joker. So, like, just because Suicide Squad Joker is not psychotic Joker doesn't mean that he's not legitimately one of the other two.
And that's some of the things that pisses me off, is that, you know, people are always like, well, Heath Ledger was way better. Well, he was totally fucking different, you know? And Jack Nicholson was totally fucking different. You need to stop comparing these things. Go in there and just pretend there's no other Jokers for the movie. Yeah. Watch it with those eyes. This is a different Joker.
Well, and the thing is they played the Joker in three entirely different DC universes.
Right.
Like, Heath Ledger was in the Christopher Nolan trilogy, which was amazing.
It's the Dark Knight trilogy, and that's really dark. It has psychotic Joker in it.
Right.
Jack Nicholson was in, like, the Tim Burton, Joel Schumacher, whatever,
Where it's the travesty.
I don't really want to say travesty. I like them. They're campy. The Tim Burton ones are a thing, but, like, the Batman Forever and the Batman and Robin are campy and fun, in my opinion.
I like it.
Jared Leto is, like, this is where they're trying to, like, build their... And they're not doing a good job of it with the other movies, I don't think. But they're trying to build their cinematic universe now. Mm-hmm. And the Joker, like, is awesome in this. Wasn't there even, like, a small cameo by The Flash?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. So, I mean, like, I feel like they're doing better with, like, their universe building, at least in this film. I have not seen Batman versus Superman. I've heard it's terrible. Actually, you have to sit through it.
It was fucking awful, and I wish I could get those 2 hours back of my life and just erase that shit. I was just like, oh my god. I want to peel my eyeballs out. It's just not even really worth talking about anything that happened. It was just fucking awful.
Which makes me sad, because Zack Snyder did that, and he was like, he did 300, he did Dawn of the Dead, he did fucking Watchmen, all these things I fucking loved, and then he's like, I'm gonna do Superman now. And it's like when Sam Raimi started doing Spider-Man movies instead of making another Evil Dead, or
Sam Raimi, come on.
Lord of the Rings instead of doing his fucking awesome, campy, weird-ass movies. It's just like,
Speaking of Peter Jackson's weird-ass movies, we still need to watch Meet the Feebles. Because Mike loves puppets.
I've tried. I can't do puppets, man. And I think it's similar to clowns. I think I can do puppets if they're evil and they're meant to be evil, but when they're trying to have conversations and stuff, and I'm like, you're a giant purple fucking hippo and go away. And I don't know.
You got through Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
I guess that's not really puppetry.
That's more animatronics. Yeah, and those can be creepy, but I don't know. It's just fucking like I'm feltist.
You're feltist
against felt.
I'm gonna send you lots of pictures for Monday then.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a costume children's character gig for Paw Patrol.
It sounds fun.
Be one of the, it's like a promotional few hours, get in a big furry suit and,
I was an oven mitt for a while for Arby's. That was great.
Being
a mascot's pretty fucking awesome.
Right.
I could get down with being a mascot because,
Because you dance.
Well, but Mrs. Sylvester, my old teacher, wife, used to do, mascot suits. Like, that was something she just liked doing. Apparently, a lot of them have air conditioners in them. So that would actually almost be my preferred way of going outside.
You're completely protected from the sun.
Yeah, give me a fucking Grimace costume, and I'm gonna go out and play some Pokemon Go.
Some kid's gonna knock you into the canal.
Right? And then you're just gonna be like,
but you know what? I'm gonna be air conditioned and fucking float. And I'm gonna get so many Magikarps.
You're gonna catch like one of those real giant goldfish that they have swimming around in there. It's gonna swim in your suit. You're gonna get home and be like, what is this?
We're gonna be buddies. I'm like, what up? What up, fish?
Cats are gonna be really upset about that.
They'll just eat it. They're like, oh. And I'll be like, no, my buddy.
No, right. Magikarp, why?
Enjoy your fish. Mascots. I'm not sure how we got here.
Puppets.
Yeah.
It's like the next best thing.
Yeah, I do need to finish Meet the Feebles sometime, just to say that I've done it.
It's pretty bad. It's a pretty bad movie.
You're not helping. You're like, you need to finish it. It's fucking terrible. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. Maybe I'll just watch Robot Killer Robots.
It's better than that. It's better than that. I think you'll like it, actually, because it's really, it's pretty raunchy. There's a plot, unlike Killer Robots Crash and Burn.
Right.
They speak English.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Instead of just beeping at each other and making robot noises.
One of these days, I do want to find a copy of Let My Puppets Come. The puppet porn.
I've watched some of the, like, large stuffed animal porn, and that shit is just, I just sit and I'm like, huh, well, huh, like, I don't.
Is it just people and stuff?
This is technically interesting.
No, it's, and it seems to be a thing, it's someone in a big, like, stuffed teddy bear, panda bear costume. With, like, a big dildo strapped to them.
Huh.
And, like, the girl, I mean, it's really, like, a young girl fucking her stuffed animal, like, kind of thing. And I'm just like, huh. Okay. You know, you do you. That's, it's whatever, but I kind of can't stop watching.
Dude, I could maybe rub one out to this. Have you guys heard about the jack-off crystal?
No.
I've been watching a lot of Game Grumps, and there was this, like, eBay, or, like, Craigslist ad that got put up once, and it was like, I think it's a joke. Or it could be real, but there's this dude who's talking about how he's got what he calls a jack-off crystal, and he likes to hang out with his buddies, and they can jack-off together, and they charge up their crystals with energy, so they'll have, like, energy later.
That sounds like some kind of Craigslist ad that Kevin Smith would make a movie about.
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah, it's just like, man, oh, we had such a good jack session, man. My crystal's so charged right now. I just keep going back to it. And,
no homo, though.
Yeah. No. Well, there was some question as to whether a woman can jack off with her friend who's a man, and if she can charge the jack-off crystal. Or not, you know.
Hmm.
And... yeah, it's...
Well.
It was hilarious. But yeah. So, jack-off crystals aside, we are talking about things on Games Grumps. So, I think that's probably going to be about it for this week. You know, if you're a freak like we are, check out Nurse 3D, check out American Mary, mm-hmm. check out...
Excision.
You can check out the Trump...
There's excision and incision. Don't confuse the two. They're different.
Yeah.
But check them both out.
Yeah.
And, you know, just go out and fucking watch a weird-ass movie. Have some fun. And we'll be back next week. Next week.
Next time.
There you go.
Air quotes really work on podcasts.
Right? You're not good with the inflection that's needed to convey it.
Well,
see you next week.
Yeah, with another VCast about some kind of an awesome movie, or maybe one that sucks, who knows?
Yeah. If it sucks too bad, we'll spare you.
Yeah, and then we'll do...
And then we'll continue to talk about it forever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make reference to our inside jokes that nobody's listened long enough to get.
If they do watch the Killer Robots Crash and Burn, then you'll understand.
Yeah.
You'll understand why we spared you.
Yeah.
Please watch it. No. Join us in our misery.
Alright, but anyways, I guess that'll be it for now. Bye, guys!
Bye! Bye.